You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess a doctor removed the wrong testicle from a man in Great Britain. According to Fox News, a British man plans to sue the Salisbury Hospital that removed the wrong testicle during surgery in an attempt to remove a cancerous one. Now, the man is only 48 years old. He's anonymous right now, identity not revealed. And according to this case, the doctor realized his mistake about 40 minutes into the surgery. So what he did is he immediately froze the healthy testicle and found a plastic surgeon to try to reattach a healthy testicle. However, the plastic surgeon was not able to reattach a healthy testicle. So now the patient is afraid he's infertile, because he had to have the cancerous one removed, and now his healthy one was removed. The attorney, of course, has now taken over, and the hospital did admit that the incident happened and is now receiving notification of, quote-unquote, pending legal action. I am sick and tired of hearing these cases where one of us screws up so badly. As, I mean, cutting off the wrong testicle? Are you kidding me? Now, I've kind of taught y'all what to do to prevent something like that from happening, okay? It's very easy for people to mix up right and left. It happens all the time, okay? Especially if the doctor's been working all night and he's tired, he'll be like, okay, is that your right or your left? Is that your right, left, right? It's your left, right, right, right? I'm correct? Or right, right? So what I always recommend is before you have surgery, take a permanent marker. Okay, so it makes it really difficult for them to clean it off and draw a huge arrow saying this one. If you're having a breast biopsy, if you're having a testicle removed, if you're having a leg amputated, for the love of the Lord, mark it. Because some of these people are just clueless. And, you know, you do get, you know, a little discombobulated sometimes. You know, is it the patient's right or is it your right? You know, I mean, a patient's right is opposite of your right. Because when you're looking at the patient, his right side is on the other side. And that's why these mistakes happen, okay? I'm not going to lie. I'll sometimes write down, because I'll ask the nurse, which foot was it, the left or the right? It was the left, and she goes right, meaning I'm correct, but I put right. Now, not a big deal, because when we go to x-ray, we always ask, okay, what are we x-raying? What hurts? And then they point to the proper foot. But it happens. I'm not going to lie to you, you know, where you just kind of have to realign yourself and figure out what the heck, you know, what body parts you're doing. Also, keep in mind, you also have a lot of patients that come in, say, well, this hurts too. Well, this hurts too. Okay, well, what's the one that hurt first? And then you go and you address that one. But when it comes time for surgery, mark it on your body. I don't care if the nurse has to scrub it with iodine and betadine and alcohol. Hopefully, it will remind whoever is in that surgical setting that is the body part. All right. I don't think you're going to become septic with the permanent ink, especially if they clean it as much as they do. Now, what I also suggest is on the other body part, you say not this one. The last thing you want is the testicle that's supposed to be operated on, that you have a big smiley face on or a star or an arrow, gets covered so the other testicle has no markings on it. You would do wrong side. Right on the testicle, right on the breast, right on the arm, right on the leg, wrong side. I hear too many of these cases. It's ridiculous that we even need to entertain such a topic, but you need to. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We had been talking about at great lengths, and I'll just quickly summarize, that in my state legislature, there's a bill that's being proposed by a Democratic state senator that will allow any patient to sue their doctor or sue the pharmaceutical company if they become addicted to a medication that the doctor prescribed. That's some scary stuff. All right. It may be good for patients because now they could say, oh, I got addicted to my antibiotic or I got addicted to Viagra and go and sue the doctor. But how long do you think Viagra or your Xanax or your Lortab or any of these medicines will be around? Okay. How long do you think they'll be available for you with the pending lawsuit? So now this law has not passed yet. We don't know when the hearing is. We're not sure where this is going to go, but the fact that we have an elected official who has the mental acumen to come up with something like that is pretty scary. All right, because you guys are going to be living in a world very soon where your doctor's not going to want to do jack diddly squat. Nobody's protecting the doctor, but everybody wants to go after the doctor. Now, I know some of you are going, okay, I'm in the money. I mean, imagine you become addicted to Xanax or Valium or your pain pill. You will now be able to go after your doctor. Those could be pretty lucrative lawsuits, but I probably see it happening once. One doctor gets sued and your current doctor is going to say, to heck with this, go get your pain medicines elsewhere. I ain't prescribing it. So we're watching that case and that legislative session pretty closely. For many of you, this year's legislative session is kind of a nail biter, right? Especially in the medical arena with, non-doctors, being suggested that they have the ability to prescribe because of the doctor shortage. But I'm really nervous when they attack medicines that are there for a reason. I mean, for those of you that take Valium on a daily basis, you need to stop doing it. You need to wean off. You don't need to be taking Valium on a daily basis. There's other medicines for chronic anxiety. There's also other things we could do for pain, such that you don't have to take 5-6 Lortab a day. But what I want to fight for is the freedom to have those medications at our disposal. Okay? Those medications are vital, and we live in a country, thank God, that allows us the freedom to go and see a professional. Of course, if you could afford it, all right, that's a whole other subject, and get a prescription for a medication such as that. And once you start having laws come into play, scaring the hell out of medical providers from prescribing something, now you just lost that freedom. And trust me, if you're in pain or you're having a panic attack or somebody died in your family and you want to get through the funeral, you're going to want those medicines to be around. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Dwayne Dalek from Midas Resources. February 26, 2013. Gold opened at $1,594.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,634.86. A half ounce for $8,1743. Or a quarter ounce for $408.71. That's $1,634.86, $8,1743, and $408.71.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with Microplant Powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, working the dials. I'm doing pretty good this week. Remember we were talking about the in-laws being in town? So far, so good. I haven't done anything wrong. Everybody is happy. Everything is all hunky-dory. So not too bad. I'm doing okay. Thank you guys, though, for asking. They did decide to extend their stay a little bit more into later next week, but that's okay. It's all good. Told you, I know how to handle things and keep everything all copacetic. Yeah, I love that word, especially when I'm mispronouncing it with my lisp. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're talking about doctor mistakes and going after doctors and doctors cutting off the wrong testicle in the UK. Well, Fox, of course, has an article that came out today talking about missed diagnoses, very common in the doctor's office. And I don't want to sit here and criticize what we're doing as doctors because I think we're working our butt off. But my job is to protect you all. All right. I'm a physician. I'm a practicing physician. I'm an MD. I love it. But I'm on the radio not because I just want to sit here and listen to myself talk. It's I want to prepare you for things. I want to prepare you for your visit to your doctor. I want to answer your questions if you're confused about something that you were just diagnosed with. So I'm here as your advocate. So do I agree that there are errors made in medical offices? Well, there's errors everywhere. There's errors at rental car agencies. There's errors at the supermarket. There's errors on the radio. I remember years ago I was listening to a song, and I thought it was Mariah Carey. It was a new song out, but the DJ had said Whitney Houston. And because DJs are never wrong, I'm like, okay, well then that was Whitney Houston. And then for months, I had been trying to find that song, and I've been telling everybody it's a Whitney Houston song, and they're like, no, that was Mariah Carey. I should probably say that was probably late 80s, early 90s. Okay, and so, you know, to me, that probably was one of the bigger faux pas I've ever done, because I should know the difference between a Mariah Carey song and a Whitney Houston song, but because the DJ had said Whitney Houston, it completely messed things up for me. So as you could see, there are many different venues in which people can make mistakes. But the problem with the doctor's office is it could be life or death. Doctor's offices aren't supposed to make mistakes. If they make mistakes, it makes patients very weary. All right? But remember, it's still an office. There's still human error. There's still computer error. So apparently, they say that researchers, I believe this was from Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, had co-wrote a commentary on this new study. He says, we have every reason to believe that diagnostic errors are a major medical public health problem. He says, you're really talking about at least 150,000 people per year, deaths or disabilities resulting from misdiagnoses, right, or mistakes at the doctor's office. Are you kidding me? 150,000 people a year, really? Okay, I don't think we're that bad. They say for the new study, researchers used electronic health records to track 190 diagnostic errors made during primary care visits at one of two healthcare facilities. In each of those cases, the misdiagnosed patient was hospitalized or turned up back at the office or emergency room within 2 weeks. These included diagnoses like pneumonia, heart failure, kidney failure, and cancer, which accounted between 5% and 7% of conditions doctors initially diagnosed as something else. Okay, stop. Hold the phone right there. That doesn't mean it's an error, okay? The one thing that we doctors are being criticized for is we're always looking for the cancer. If somebody has a sore throat, we're being told, don't start CAT scanning their neck looking for cancer. Which means if that patient comes in for a sore throat and I haven't seen him for a year and I don't see anything abnormal from what I could do in my office, because obviously I don't have a nasopharyngolaryngoscopy set up like an ENT would, he will most likely be diagnosed with sore throat. And then if it persists, I would then get the ear, nose, and throat doctor involved, maybe start ordering the CAT scan, etc. But we're not supposed to order CAT scan day one. That's what Obamacare wants to stop. Same thing with pneumonia. Many people with pneumonia come in with just a cough or a bronchitis. We are not supposed to be x-raying everybody that comes in. Now, if I think the fever is high, if I think the lung exam sounds funny, if I think their pulse ox, their oxygenation is falling, yes, I will probably do a chest x-ray the first time I meet them if I'm thinking pneumonia. But not all pneumonias present as pneumonia. All right, same thing with kidney failure, heart failure. All right, so if they're claiming that we're causing 150,000 deaths or disabilities per year, then my advice to anybody in the medical field is CAT scan, x-ray, order the poop of blood work and battery of tests so you're not accused of missing a heart failure. Nobody should be missing heart failure. But maybe what's happening is somebody is coming in with some leg swelling. They go, yeah, I was on a plane. My legs are swollen. Can you give me a water pill? All right. If they're not complaining of anything else, heart failure may not be worked up on day one. I would love to work everybody up for heart failure on day one. I think heart failure is a growing problem. I think it is very treatable, and I can't stand that people could be going into heart failure right in front of you. So if I meet a new patient and they have leg swelling, I'll always check their heart and lungs just to make sure. But again, people don't like doctors like me. They say doctors like me are ruining the healthcare system. They say most diagnostics, they said the study team found the type of misdiagnoses varied widely. Most diagnostic errors, they said, could have caused moderate to severe harm. Now, also some of these errors, you know, could also be, although they're not discussing this, could be the patient decided to double up on their medicine and the nurse doesn't have that written down because the patient forgot to tell them. So those things are issues, and I think more common. Patients taking something over the counter and the doctor has no idea. All right, which is why you need to be very proactive and make sure the doctor has an accurate list in the chart. You could ask and say, go, can I see the medicine list in my chart and make sure that it coincides with what I'm taking? Do it. I think it's great. And I don't think a doctor will mind showing you the medicine list and making sure everything is up to date. I mean, you know, this is your body. This is your life. And mistakes can happen. They say one of the difficulties is making an accurate diagnosis is common symptoms like stomach ache, shortness of breath. So you'll have people who have stomach issues. They'll go to the ER and they'll get sent right back out of the ER. I see them in the office going, oh, hell no, this is an appendicitis. Go back to the ER. We're noticing that the ER is doing less, not because they're making mistakes, but because they're being told to. ER docs are being told to order less tests. And as they order less tests, they're going to miss more things. That's just the way it is. We live in a system right now where we have promised everybody health care, and we need to cut back on the expensive tests in order to make sure that works. In order for hospitals to stay viable, doctors' offices to stay open, we are being told we're going to have to make a lot of cuts and a lot of changes. And it really bothers me because I think if an ER doc has that instinct and has that knee-jerk reflex to order a CT, let him do it. All right, a lot of things that happen in medicine are instinct. All right, so my recommendation according to this study is not to panic, just double check things. Okay, if the doctor writes you a prescription, ask him to read it to you if you can't read his handwriting. Lord knows my patients do that all the time. They're like, Dahlia, I can't read this. I go, well, that says Z-Pak, that says Viagra. So then when they go to the pharmacy, they can make sure the pharmacy doesn't make any mistakes. There's my Z-Pak, there's my 100 milligram Viagra. All right, you will have to double check. Now, you would think that somebody who went through 11 years of schooling post high school would not make a mistake, that they would have the sense to be careful, etc. But sometimes there are things that happen that are beyond our control. You'll have a pharmacy give a different dose, claiming, well, you couldn't tell with the handwriting or it was a typo. You'll have a doctor with horrible handwriting, and things will get misconstrued by the pharmacist. There's a variety of things that could go wrong. One of my patients, I've told you this story, picked up her Ambien and her anti-inflammatory. Apparently, the medicines were swapped in the bottles by her pharmacy. So she decides to go into the anti-inflammatory and pop a couple while she's driving home. Well, she ended up popping two Ambien. She fell asleep as she was driving into her driveway. Now, she called the pharmacy board. She called everybody. She called the news. I mean, that was scary. She could have killed somebody. I don't know how the hell an Ambien, being so small as it is, could get mixed up with an anti-inflammatory. But it's just another example of things you need to double check. You know, even on my prescription, I will start writing, do not drive on this medicine, just in case somebody down the line, like in the pharmacy, forgets to put the sticker on there. Now, the pharmacists usually actually get credit for finding the doctor's mistakes, which is why I can't thank pharmacists enough. They will say, wait a second, you're allergic to penicillin, and the doctor gave you Augmentin. And then the doctor's office will be called going, what's going on? She said, no, drug allergies. And the patient will say, no, I'm sorry, I forgot. Looks like I am allergic to penicillin. So the pharmacist catches those things. So, I mean, remember to thank them. But you just need to be proactive, especially drawing on the body part about to get cut. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pill combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you guys for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Don working the dials. Okay, so we've been telling you to take in your vitamin D and your calcium when you're postmenopausal or men to protect your bones, and the latest research is saying, nope, don't take them. Apparently, the U.S. Task Force is now recommending against taking vitamin D and calcium. Will somebody get a flipping clue? Are you supposed to take it or are you not supposed to take it? And I'm not sure if they're worried about that calcium and heart disease study that came out about a week or two ago. But today's most latest recommendation is because they found that the vitamin D and the calcium supplements really don't help prevent bone fractures in postmenopausal women. This is something we talked about for years on the show. You can't have thin bones and then pop a bunch of calcium pills and think they're going to protect your bones. When we would tell you to take calcium, to me, the ideology behind that was if you have low calcium in your body, And your parathyroid hormone, which is the gland behind the thyroid, senses low calcium. It will try to correct any calcium needs by leaching it from the bones. So we would recommend making sure your calcium levels are good so you don't have to worry about your body trying to take calcium from the bones. You're already giving your body enough calcium. You won't have any worsening of the osteoporosis. That's how I always looked at calcium supplementation. I never thought any of those tablets could actually create more bone. I've never thought that, and I think many of you have also. But you're following your doctor's advice. Take your calcium, take your vitamin D. So the report found no evidence that taking 400 international units of vitamin D and 1,000 milligrams of calcium supplements reduced the risk of fracture in healthy women. They actually found that if you are taking the vitamin D and calcium, you could have an increased risk of kidney stones. Another thing we've talked about, well, nobody listens to me. I've been doing the show for years. Nobody listens. I mean, you all listen, but I mean, in terms of the people making the rules, the guys, they're just going to do the expensive research and figure it out on their own and conclude, make their own conclusions years later. All right, because of the lack of benefit with the vitamin D and the calcium supplements, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force said postmenopausal healthy women should not take the vitamin D and calcium supplements. All right. So what do you do when you go to your doctor today and they say your vitamin D is low, take vitamin D? Well, if the doctor says your vitamin D is low, you got to take the vitamin D. Remember, you got to make these people happy. You may want to, though, print the article from Fox News or from drugs.com. It's all over the news and go, you know, look, what do you want me to do with this? You know, I mean, I don't think you're hurting yourselves. I don't think any of you have hurt yourselves taking calcium and vitamin D this whole time. I think we don't get enough sunlight. We don't get enough exercise. So I don't think it's bad to make sure you're not deficient by taking those supplements. But I am a little nervous about these studies coming out saying calcium supplements can put you at risk for heart disease. And if that's the case, why are we taking the calcium supplements if they really don't produce extra bone? Now, we've talked about osteoporosis and what we could do to slow it down. We can't stop aging, but we could utilize our bones more to keep them strong and healthy. So one of the best things is getting that exercise, making sure you're doing weight-bearing exercise, walking, Pilates, hiking, weightlifting. If you don't use them, you lose them. I got to tell you, though, some of the women who don't have osteoporosis, and it's very few, I would probably say only 2% of my practice in postmenopausal age doesn't have osteoporosis. But that 2% of women, they're golfers. They're out in the sun, and they walk it and they work it. Again, I can't tell you how much sun light could cause melanoma, but there is something to getting some sun and probably getting your vitamin D there. But it's very interesting. The women who are outside and active, and they don't even have to be marathon runners or tennis players. They walk, they hike, they golf. They got amazing bones. I don't have to put them on any of these medications to help preserve their bones. So there's something to that. All right. So apparently the Institute of Medicine, though, says that you need 600 to 800 units of vitamin D a day and between 700 and 1300 milligrams of calcium a day, depending on their age. So you have the task force saying, okay, you don't need to take the medication to protect your bones, but then you have another panel saying, yeah, but people are deficient. So you're going to be pretty confused. Now, hip fractures. None of us want hip fractures, which is why I also tell my men, go and get your DEXA scan. Go and get your bone density scan. Personally, I think you should just have a diet rich in vitamin D and calcium. Make sure you exercise. And if the bones are genetically predisposed to thinning, maybe go on Beneva or Fosamax or Actonel, depending on if your stomach lining can handle it, because those medicines that help protect the bone can kind of irritate the stomach lining. But we are going to have to figure out this whole osteoporosis thing. Because now that we're aging and we're living longer, look at C. Everett Koop, our Surgeon General, to 96. Our life expectancy, now true, he was a Surgeon General, so, you know, my guess is he knew what to eat and how to eat it. We are living till our 80s and our 90s. And if our bones start to thin in their 50s, how do you prevent getting a fall and fracturing a hip or fracturing your pelvis? Okay, if many of you are already osteoporotic and you still have 4 decades to go, we do need to figure something out. Now, I got to admit, these medications, these bisphosphonates, they work damn well. The Fosamax, Beneva, Actonel, they protect the bones. I am finding that osteoporosis is being staved off, and in a few of my patients, their bone density even improves, which blows my mind because they really aren't supposed to build up the bone. They're just supposed to prevent more loss. The only problem is they're recommending that you don't be on those medications long term. Being on those medications long term could be put you at risk for jaw necrosis of the bone. Of your jaw osteonecrosis could put you at risk for femur fractures in and of itself. So you see, whenever we try to mess with nature and we try to stop nature or stop aging, it usually bites us in the butt. But as in addition to arthritis, when I talk about where I think we need a heavy emphasis on research, I have to include osteoporosis. What good is it if you have the ability and the genetic ability to live till your 90s, if you get a hip fracture when you're 68 and it, you know, makes you bedridden and you end up getting pneumonia, bed sores, DVTs? All right, it doesn't do us any good. All right, I want life expectancy to continue. I love the fact that we in medicine and society are, and God are able to make that happen. But I don't want you guys getting a fracture or, I mean, and it's not even just a hip fracture. There were, when I was in the ER, there was a couple, they were wrestling. She was 48 years old. And he was in his late 40s. And they were, I guess, wrestling for a candy bar. He accidentally steps on her foot as he's trying to reach for the candy bar. And her foot is fractured in multiple places. And I'm looking at her, and I'm looking at him, and I don't think his foot was that strong. But we ended up diagnosing osteoporosis. Her periods were starting to go. She was a white Caucasian woman, osteoporosis in the family, and she was more prone. Her foot was completely, had multiple fractures just by somebody stepping on it. That's why I know a lot of you are like, well, I don't fall. I've never fallen. I don't fall. It's true. Many of you don't fall. I fall all the time. I trip and I fall and I'm clumsy. There are some of you who have never fallen, maybe as a kid when you were learning how to walk. But I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the car accident where somebody rear-ending you at 35 miles an hour. You may hit your steering wheel if the airbag doesn't deploy and you fracture a couple ribs. When, if your bones were strong, you wouldn't have fractured those ribs. All right. So there are very horrible health consequences that could happen if your bones are thin. So it just, unfortunately today, we really can't shed any light on what you should be doing on your own over the counter because they're now saying vitamin D and calcium is worthless. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter and follow us on Facebook. I guess the U.S. Census Bureau was in the news. Apparently they were using the term Negro on its surveys and forms to represent people in the black community, and now they've had to change it to black or African American. You would think that these Census Bureau forms were up to date, but actually it says it right here. What is the person's race? White? And then it looks blurred out, and then it says African American or Negro, and then it has Alaska Native, Indian. So I guess they're going to update and make their forms more politically correct and use language that we are currently using this century, shall we say. The agency will include the new language next year in its annual American Community Survey, which reaches, I guess, 3.5 million households in the United States. I guess the term's use dates back five centuries, according to ABC News, to when Portuguese and Spanish explorers used their language's word for black to describe the people of sub-Saharan Africa. Then, I guess, it followed slavery to the United States, surviving Reconstruction and the, according to ABC News, Jim Crow era before losing favor during civil rights during the 1960s. The first U.S. census was taken in 1790. And I guess it only had three racial categories at the time. Free white, all other free persons, and slaves. The term Negro did not come into the U.S. Census until 1900, and that was used to identify people of African descent. So now they're going to be updating and changing that. I remember my mom always panicking whenever we got the census because she said we couldn't lose it. You had to fill out the census. What was going on back then? Would you get in trouble? Would you be fined? All I remember is my mom said, you have to do this. And it was just something. And I don't know if I've even seen the latest census. My husband does the mail. I hope we're turning it in. I know this is something that needs to be done, but I don't know if we still have that panic of, oh my gosh, we got to get it done. Speaking of census, a new census report reveals today that men, male nurses, are making more than female nurses. Still, in this day and age, we have salary inequality. They say men made up close to 10% of all registered nurses in 2011. It's up from 3% from 1970, 8% in 2000. So it looks like the nursing field is starting to draw men. And from what I understand, they are making some pretty damn good money. They say healthcare employment is up by nearly 1.4 million since a recession began. What? Are you kidding me? I've seen layoffs. I've seen hospitals close. All right. They say 1.4 million jobs. All right. While employment in the construction and manufacturing sectors down by 3.6 million, education and health workers, high unemployment rates, factory workers, construction workers, etc. Even though female nurses still dominate nursing, they tend to make less. They say the average female nurse earned $51,100 in 2011, which is less than the $60,700 earned by a male nurse. They say men were more likely than women to work full-time, so maybe on average that's why they made more money. They said when looking only at full-time year-round workers, the gap narrows, but it doesn't disappear. They say female nurses still earn 9% less than male nurses. See, I don't get that, and maybe I'm naive. I don't see employers or staff go, he's a man, she's a woman, we're going to pay him more. There's got to be something else that's trending where these men end up, maybe men get promotions more, maybe men get raises more, because I don't see how in this day and age an employer would sit there and go, this is a woman, this is a white woman, this is a black woman, this is a white male, this is a black male, let's only give him the raise. I don't see that. I think the business would be closed down and would be all over the news. So then what is happening subtly? Okay, I do understand that many of the female nurses may be more inclined to work part-time or to take time off, you know, depending on the children, etc. I can understand that, even though a lot of men are, you know, in the mommy role, you know, with many families. But I just don't see how, if there's a job posting and there's an amount of money that's being offered, I just don't understand how they could say, okay, you're a woman, so I'm going to pay you $2,000 less a year. I don't get how that's happening. So I don't understand why male nurses are making more money than female nurses. I don't get it. If you're doing the same job, if it's the same job category, if it's the same job that's posted, when do people start changing the salary? My guess is it's the advancements. there may be some sort of advancements. And male nurses are in demand because there is a lot of lifting involved. There is a lot of hard work, manual work, and a lot of these nurses can't handle it. I can't tell you how many of my patients that are in the healthcare field, they're like, look, I can't lift the patients. You know, they'll work either in a nursing home facility or in a rehab or et cetera. And somebody who passes out, somebody who's down, you need to be able to move them. And a lot of these nurses can't do that. So male nurses seem to be a real commodity when you have staff that can't lift, etc. And I'm not saying that's the only reason why men would be in commodity, but you have men with amazing bedside manner. You have men with there's a variety of reasons why. I just don't get how they would earn more. What is happening, and my guess is it would probably be when it's bonus time or when it's a raise time, or if there is such a demand for men that these men are able to call their shots when it comes to wages. All right? If the male nurse on the floor wants to leave, you may see more of a struggle to try to keep that person, and that may be how they're getting more money. I don't know. Other than that, I'm kind of confused. All right? Let's move on. I don't want to hear about, you got to hear this though. Apparently nurse anesthetists earn an average $148,000 a year. I didn't realize that in the nursing field, you could be making well into the six figures. All right? So nurse anesthetists make close to $148,000 a year. Many doctors, first couple years out, they're making less. All right? So I got to tell you that if you could go into nurse anesthetist, that's some great money there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So let's talk about these ants. Apparently, there are these Asian needle ants. It's a very aggressive species of ants with very painful stings. And from what we understand, they are, gaining up on, advancing in their evolutionary progress over Argentine ants. Argentine ants were, I guess, very successful, very invasive. They spread across the country, were very territorial, arrived in the U.S. in the 19th century, but now they're saying the Asian ants are going to even be more territorial. They cause itchy bites, can even put you into anaphylactic shock, which is where you're so allergic that you have trouble breathing. All right. Now, the Argentine ants, I think, are in anywhere from Alabama to New York to Oregon. I'm trying to see where these Asian ants are. From what we understand, they have been found in North Carolina. And I guess I'm looking at these suckers. They look mean. All right. I mean, I would never think an ant bite would kill you, but we still have to remind you that you could go into anaphylactic shock. All right. Any of you that ever have built up an immunity towards something. Okay, you have the potential to go into anaphylactic shock if your inflammatory response, when it sees that antigen, decides to go crazy. So let's say you've gotten stung by a bee 5-6 times. The seventh time you get stung by a bee, if you have an over-exaggerated immunological response, you're going to wheeze, your tongue could swell, you could just stop breathing, which is why we recommend epinephrine pens. And these EpiPens, what they do is epinephrine helps dilate blood vessels, dilate the bronchioles, and hopefully allow you to breathe long enough while we're trying to subside the anaphylactic reaction. Who knew we had to worry about that with ants, though? All right, guys, don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Take me down, take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.